Come, Holy Ghost, Creator blessed, and in our hearts take up thy rest. And of course, wherever God is, not far behind is the devil, and we can experience it for ourselves. And if you think that I was going to shorten my 3-hour sermon, you got some coming to you. Anyway, we may be wet, but we are not done over and out yet. But today, on this most wonderful day, we celebrate the 50th day after Easter, Pentecost. And of course, that's what Pentecost means, 50 days. And not only do we celebrate Easter, which is still with us until next Sunday, Trinity Sunday, but we also celebrate the great gifts that God has given to us. And I would suggest, we're not going to read it all now, not all of it anyway, but I would suggest very strongly that you read the most important part of this liturgy today, other than the consecration, that is the sequence of today. Come, Holy Spirit, send forth from heaven thy ray of light. In labor, rest. In heat, refreshment. Okay, come on, refreshment. In tears, solace. O most blessed light, fill thou the inmost recesses of the hearts of the faithful. Without thine assistance, there is nothing in man, nothing harmless. Cleanse what is base. Bedew what is parched. And you were bedewed at the beginning of Mass with the asperges, the vidi aquam. Heal what is wounded. And so today we pray this sequence, we chant it, and we raise it up to heaven for the third person of the Trinity who is sent by the Father and the Son to us to be with us till the end of time. He is in charge of the church to the end of time. Not that man cannot do other evil things. He does not control the free will of men. They still control it, and they still mess it up 20 times a day. But he is with us. If we are with him, if we follow him, if we obey them. And so today we beseech the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father and of the Son, to come upon us and to enkindle in us the fire of his divine love, without which we can do nothing. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.